fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 27th day of February, year of our Lord, 2018, and welcome to the John Moore Show. We really don't have any breaking news of any consequence this morning. Headlines on Drudge concern China's leader doing away with term limits so he can become president for life, basically. interesting headline about universal income, people proposing that everybody get a check every month, regardless of whether you're working, want to work, can work, and so forth. Bad idea, in my opinion. Okay, prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you, if you feel the need, to develop a second stream of income. Lots of ways to do that. I think one of the better ways is to start your own home-based business, possibly selling what I call dust collectors on eBay. Most Americans, most of the time, have closets, basements, attics, garages, barns, full of what I call dust collectors. Things that they've acquired over the years that they either no longer have any use for or never did have a use for, such as unwanted gifts that people receive from time to time. You'll need an eBay seller's account, a PayPal account, access to high-speed internet, obviously a computer, and a digital camera. That's pretty much it. You've got those things, you're ready to go. Don't know how to do it? There's tutorials at eBay to teach you how to sell on eBay. We're going to have open lines both hours. Leon Green is still sliding down very steep hills in Europe with a pair of skis strapped to his feet, him and his son. Good for him. Nothing I want to participate in, but God bless him. If that's what he wants to do, go for it. Okay, let's just jump right back to John Moore's website. That is thelibertyman.com. Thelibertyman.com. In preparation for my Dallas event, that's towards the end of March, I'm going to be working with my webmaster, Tim Spencer, to consolidate several things all together on my website that now are kind of split up in different parts of my website. And that'll be my article, No Need for Panic. Right below that, Abrupt Climate Change Scenario and Its Implications for United States National Security. We'll get those together. Then my article down a little bit farther, The Gulf Stream Must Stop. This is an article that I wrote. And, of course, the current Navy map. Then jumping to the other side of my website, we've got the two radio interviews about the Gulf Stream having stopped, June 12, 2010, where myself and Dr. Deagle interviewed Dr. Louisiani Zangari. And then right below that, all the maps, and this is where you listeners come in, all the maps that have been found in movies and TV shows, one magazine article, a poster in a restaurant, and so forth. Maps showing continents with new coastlines. So we'll get all those consolidated so people can find them more readily without having to jump back and forth searching for them. I think it'll be helpful trying to make my website more user-friendly. It would be a good thing, don't you think? I'll be talking to Tim Spencer about getting that done, make this whole part of it a lot more user friendly. Okay, the Dallas event is March 22nd to the 25th. I am the keynote speaker. That would be the noon meal on Saturday the 24th. It's quite a list of speakers we've got here. Now, if you want a discount, save some money, if you're going to Dallas, go to my website and click on the Hear the Watchman banner there. And let's see if we can pick this thing up. Sometimes the computer doesn't work as fast as I would like. J.B. Wells, I know, will be one of the speakers. Lisa Haven is another one. Well, it doesn't seem to be wanting to pop up here. So we'll have to continue on without that. Maybe, if it's going to work, it's going to work, right? Good event. Be a lot of very important people all on one time. Most of whom I've never met in person. Several of whom I have had on my radio show and so forth. It'd be good to. And here we are. Let's see here. Okay. Here's a list of speakers. I'll just go through these slowly. Henry Gruver, well known. John B. Wells. When John was getting started on his new radio show, I had John on my show to help promote that. L.A. Marzulli. Then we've got Rabbi Zev Porat, a Messianic rabbi. Paul Begley, I don't remember. I think I've been on Paul's show. I don't think he's been on mine. Dr. Michael Lake, Derek Gilbert, Russ Dizdar, Lisa Haven, who I mentioned earlier, Carl Gallups, Josh Tolley. I've been on Josh's show with him. Michael Boldea, or Boldy, I'm not sure how. B-O-L-D-E-A. Next we go to Bill Salas, then Mary Colbert, then Dr. Don Colbert, Coach Dave Dalbenmeyer, and last but not least, Casper McLeod. He's got a photograph of him with a guitar around his neck. Oh, here's some more down here. Christina Peck, Josh Peck, Brandon Gallups, Watchman Alexander. Sounds like a stage name, doesn't it? Ray Gano, I've seen some of Ray's work. And myself, Colonel John Moore, host of Liberty Man Radio, keynote luncheon speaker. And they even got my new photograph posted there. I just had a new headshot done just last week. Very competent professional photographer did that. Last time I had a headshot done, the digital photography was not being used. And the difference is phenomenal, to say the least. It is phenomenal. So, it'll be fun. I look forward to seeing a lot of you there. There's a couple of women that are going to be, I'll be doing a private consultation with, one from Texas, I believe, one from Florida. I'll be doing a private consultation with them on the premises there. They're very interested in getting out of Texas and Florida and coming to the Arkansas, Missouri, Ozarks. My family heritage on my mom's side goes back to the pre-Civil War era in Missouri Ozarks, in fact, in the county that I live in Crawford County. My great-grandfather, that would be my mom's grandfather, he was drafted into the Union Army in the late winter, early spring of 1865, just a few months before the war ended, thank goodness, because while I may not be sitting here talking to you, if he had been in battle, the chances of being seriously wounded or killed, it was very great in that war, obviously. Missouri had more Civil War battles than any state in the Union. The majority of them were guerrilla warfare. Missouri Ozarks is ideal guerrilla territory. These rolling hills, the forests, the streams, ideal guerrilla territory. And I don't know how much a role that played in it, but Missouri was a border state. A lot of support for the Confederacy and some support for the Union. City of St. Louis was very pro-Confederacy, very pro, to the point where the Union-supporting governor basically took charge of St. Louis, took charge of the St. Louis City Police Department. Now, that happened during the Civil War, and guess what? The state government still has control of the St. Louis City Police Department, of all things. That's highly unusual for a state government to be in charge of a city police department. I'm not sure that exists anywhere else in any other 50 states, but it certainly is the case in St. Louis. Now, I have to apologize to my neighbors for my great-grandfather having been drafted into the Union Army, because in my neighborhood, you'll see the flag of the Confederacy flying in a number of homes, including my own. But although my great-grandfather died 11 years before I was born, I didn't get a chance to meet the gentleman. I think I have somewhat of an idea of where his daughter, my grandfather, married a gentleman named Robert Lee Blunt. Now, if in my neighborhood, if your name is Robert Lee anything, Smith or Jones or Brown, that's a good indication of the sympathies of your parents who gave you that name, a great indication of the sympathies, the political sympathies of the parent who gave you that name. My father was drafted into World War II, and he told me there were fights in the barracks regarding the sympathies in the Civil War. That would have been in the mid 1940s. I think he was drafted about 1943 or so. He told me that there were men in his unit, in his basic training unit, who had never worn a pair of shoes before. Seriously, had never worn a pair of shoes before. They got drafted and or enlisted, whatever it was, and they were issued their first pair of boots and shoes by the U.S. military, U.S. Army, at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. You know, things have changed, haven't they? Now, I was telling someone the other day, I still have, even where I live in Crawford County, I have neighbors that don't have running water. Seriously, I do. It's not that many anymore, but there's some that don't have running water in their homes. It's a different culture, the Arkansas, Missouri, Ozarks. Hollywood has for decades made fun of the people who live in these hills, both in the Arkansas, Missouri, Ozarks, as well as Appalachia. We had the Beverly Hillbillies, for example, and other films and TV shows over the years. Green Acres was one that made fun of people living out in these hills. not only in the Arkansas, Missouri, Ozarks, and the Appalachian Mountains, but just in the country in general. Which I'm okay with that. I mean, if they want to have their fun. My engineer mentioned Deliverance. Yeah, that was Georgia, I believe. But there's some bit of truth to some of this and some mythology. There's a TV series called, I think it's called Ozark, if I'm not mistaken. It gets into some of the dark sides of our culture out here, which you can find a dark side to any culture anywhere, whether it's upscale neighborhood in an urban area or a middle-class neighborhood in some metropolitan area, a ghetto, or deep in the woods of the Arkansas, Missouri, Ozarks. You can always find a dark side if you go searching for it and know what you're looking for. Of course you can find it. That's a given. Of course you can. And income doesn't matter. Culture, race, religion, doesn't matter. There's always a dark side to most any geographical area. There may be some exceptions, but I think that's a fairly true statement. I like the Arkansas, Missouri, Ozarks. It's home. It's very comfortable. I moved out here having been an urban, suburban dweller most of my adult life. I moved out here 14 years ago thinking, boy, I don't know too many of these people out here. It turned out that I'm related by blood and marriage to many, many people I was not aware of until I got out here. I was standing in the country store near my home about 12 years ago, 13 years ago. I heard a gentleman talking. I heard his last name mentioned, and I asked him if he was related to so-and-so. And he says, yeah, they're my mom and dad. And I said, well, they're my aunt and uncle. How you doing, cousin? And it turned out my cousin had married into one of the larger families in my county. And so I'm related by marriage to literally more than 100 people in Crawford County, Missouri. That was quite a surprise to me. But it's been good. It's been good. I live in a very remote area. Very remote. It's about a 40-minute drive, about 40 minutes to the nearest red, green, and yellow traffic signal, about that long, about a 45-minute drive to an hour to the nearest, Walmart Supercenter. There's four different Walmarts within about a 45-minute to an hour drive from me. One of the older, smaller Walmarts, and then three super centers. I'm pretty active in the community, so any place I go, such as one of these Walmarts, one 45 minutes southwest, another one an hour drive northwest, and another one an hour drive northeast. And typically, I'll see one or more people that know me at one of those Walmarts. I started my concealed carry training almost immediately when I moved out here. So my ad with my photograph was in the weekly newspaper every week for basically 13 years. I've been active politically, going to the Crawford County Central Republican Committee meetings as a proxy. I've been active with the Historical Society in my neighborhood, where I'm the acting president. I'm the commander of the local American Legion post there in Davisville. I was on the board of directors of the Viburnum Senior Center until they shut down. Here's our break. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of February. As I said earlier, there can be a dark side to almost any given geographical area. If you don't understand that, well, you're living in a dream world. A friend of mine, he was living in a very nice suburban neighborhood of St. Louis, Missouri, that he thought was safe and a great place to raise his family and so forth, which it is for the most part. But I said to him, you need to get a scanner and listen to the, just borrow one for the weekend. It doesn't matter what weekend, and start listening on Friday night and then until Saturday, until Monday morning. So he took my advice. He got himself a scanner. And when we talked again, he says, John, I was shocked. I was surprised at the activity going on in my neighborhood. I had no idea. No idea. And I said, well, welcome to the real world. If you haven't done that, especially if you live in an urban, suburban area, I would highly, highly suggest that you do. It may, if the Most of these police departments have not gone to encryption. A lot of them have gone to trunking, if they have a trunking system, which means every time they broadcast, it's on one of 10 different frequencies. So you need a special scanner to be able to keep up with those transmissions. Otherwise, it'll be kind of it'll be hard to make sense out of it. We got a caller on hold here. We got Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Things I wanted to ask you about. Number one, on your website, you've got an interview of Josh Tolley interviewing a lady. First name's Jill. I forget her last name. You right. Watched that, I'm sure, right?
Of course.
Yeah, of course you have. I've contacted a number of offices around asking about that, and actually went to a representative's office and had one of the aides watch enough of it that he said, I'll get his opinion. That was Jason Smith, I think.
Right.
And I'm waiting for a reply on that as to the, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, you felt like it was a good, solid interview, no BS, or you wouldn't have put it on your website, right?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
Okay. I've pointed this out to a number of people, and they go, well, it's not supposed to be like that. And I said, well, we all know that. I mean, I would think nobody would think that's a good idea, what that lady's talking about.
Uh-huh.
And then I got a hold of a representative on the federal level, and she said she would have the whole team there watch it and then get back to me. That's Dan Brown. He's a federal guy. So
was Brown a congressman?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was one thing. And is there anything you could add to, not to justify, but to, I guess, assure the people that's a real deal going on? Not that I question you. I'm just,
well,
I show this to, they go, well, that can't be. And I said, well, what if it is? Well, they just don't do things like that. And I said, well, you know, there's speed limit signs on the highway, and people don't obey those either. So,
well, I don't know if Tolley's going to be at this event in Dallas, and he's a public person and fairly accessible. I don't know the woman that he interviewed. I don't know what her status is, if she wants to no longer make public appearances or grant public interviews, but if she would make herself available for more interviews, say for a U.S. congressman, that could be very good. She could, if person had her contact information, maybe she could be contacted to give testimony before a congressional committee, for example.
Okay. Looking at this thing, and some other YouTubes popped up, and there was an article popped up that the New American Magazine did on that interview. And they claim that she actually testified in the state capital of Missouri.
That's right.
Congress.
I think, wasn't that mentioned during the video or not?
Well, if it was, it was not.
I don't recall specifically. But, if she's willing to give testimony in that kind of venue, she may still be agreeable to giving testimony. Now, that would be public record, any testimony in Jefferson City, unless it was had some kind of special private status, would all be accessible. You just have to, figure out which committee to get access to those records. So that would be, if you're looking for evidence, there's your evidence there, Dan, would be whatever records were made of her testimony.
She's really sticking her neck out. I admire her. I just wonder how much jeopardy she's putting herself and her family in doing this.
Oh, I doubt, the main jeopardy would be losing employment, which obviously she's already walked away from that. So.
Oh, yeah, she walked away from that one.
So I doubt that there's a whole lot of jeopardy. There may be some.
Okay. Well, I would encourage any of your listeners to watch that if they haven't yet. There's a lot of stuff on your website, I'll tell you that. If you start
digesting. That's for sure. That's for sure.
I got one more thing after the break.
Well, hold on after the break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with, and, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of February. In case you don't know, that was the Colonel Bogey March. And for years, I used the that version from Bridge on the River Kwai for bumper music. But with my YouTube videos, I have copyright issues with that version, and we don't use it as much as I like it. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have a lot there, a lot of things that will inform you, educate you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad, lots of things there, lots of things. One of the things that will make you happy is I was hoping it would be a mini-series. It's a BBC presentation titled Real Housewives of ISIS. It's a hoot. If you need a little chuckle and get cheered up, it's an absolute hoot. And I am disappointed it didn't become a mini-series because I think it could have been. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. We're helping hundreds, literally hundreds, thousands of people all over the United States and the world get their lives back with the energy cleaner, a healing device that goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. We focus on pain mitigation. Could be arthritis pain. Everybody gets arthritis pain relief. Joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Getting a great night's sleep is a big part of it. All that for only $285. That's a bargain. That's a bargain. With a 90-day money-back guarantee. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. When you place your order, I'm the guy that packs them up. I took four very large boxes to the post office yesterday with energy cleaners and mattress pads and shipped them all over the country. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Or you can call my toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. You won't get me. That's an order line only. We are taking your questions, calls, and comments at A Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. What's your follow-up comment there, Dan?
There's a person that comes to your meetups, and they have seen fit by watching all this hoopla on the media to join a pro-gun organization. And they asked me, they said, hey, what's one of the best to join? And I said, well, I know a few, but I don't know if I know enough about them to point somebody to the best one. If you've got an opinion on that, John, he's listening, I'm sure.
Okay.
Would you run through a few of the top ones and give us
the
pros and cons?
The top two would be, in my opinion, as far as legislative action, Gun Owners of America. As far as doing research and finding out the truth about our history with gun laws and so forth, the gun culture worldwide and so forth, that would be Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. And I would put the NRA third because I've personally seen the NRA support anti-gun congressmen that voted, one in particular, Congressman Jim Talent, who voted in favor of the assault weapons ban and high-capacity magazines ban, and has still got the highest rating from the NRA. The NRA plays politics, to say the least. They've got the national reputation for being the strongest pro-gun outfit, but in my opinion, they've compromised too many times for the wrong reasons. Now, I got something for you, Dan, and this is for everybody. If you want to have influence with a congressman, here's the two things that these congressional staffers are looking for when people want to make an appointment. They're looking for people who donate $1,000 or more to the congressman.
Okay.
Well, and the other is people who have influence over voters. Now, who has that kind of influence? That would be, obviously, any elected official. And that would include a committeeman or committeewoman, a person who owns a business and interacts with hundreds of members of the community, or a school teacher, somebody who interacts with dozens, if not several hundred members of the community, a pastor, a deacon in a church, anyone in that kind of position who could influence votes. So if you're one of those people, either a large donor or somebody who has the influence and contact, a positive, good contact in the community and can influence voters. If you're one of those people, you get the attention of these committee, of the congressional staff people. If you go there with three or four people to meet with the congressional staff person, and let's say you've got one business owner, a school teacher, and perhaps an elected official, it wouldn't matter what office, that will be looked at and taken a lot more seriously than a person who goes there and does not have that status.
Makes sense.
Are you with me?
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, because these staff people are trained as to what's important, what will help the congressman maintain and stay in that position of getting reelected. They have to do this. They basically run continuously. They have to get reelected every 2 years. So they get elected. They've got 1 year where they can kind of slide, more or less, but that second year, they're back on the campaign trail. So they're always campaigning. And these staff people are trained to be on the lookout for anybody who can influence voters or make large donations. If you're active in a community like myself, and the staff person knows that, if John Moore walks in the door, the staff person is going to know that I'm the commander of the local American Legion post. I'm the acting president of the Historical Society. I'm a patron member of the Arts Council in Steelville, that I'm active with the Republican Central Committee, and so forth. So they know I interact with hundreds of people and can influence hundreds of people that go to the polls and vote. So they're going to take me more seriously than somebody who's not active in that manner, Dan.
That's interesting.
Yeah, well, that's the way it works. That's the way it works. I ran for U.S. Congress in the 96th cycle, and it was pretty funny, Dan. Everybody wanted to be my friend. The Jews wanted to be my friends. The Nazis wanted to be my friends.
Had a lot of money or something, right?
Well, no.
Same thing, same idea, basically.
No, they wanted to be my friends because I could become a congressman, not that I had money. How much money I had or did not have was not an issue at all. What was an issue was how I had if I was elected, I had a vote. That's
right.
What they wanted to influence.
What so I meant was if you get money, then you find you got a lot more friends. Same idea. You had influence. They wanted to be your friend.
Right.
The
business owners wanted to be my friends. The labor unions wanted to be my friends. And I got on a mailing list. That was 1996. So we're looking at how many years ago would that be?
20 at least.
22 years, the 96 cycle, 22 years ago. I was on a mailing list for about 12 to 15 years after that. That it just it was amazing. It was truly amazing. I'm glad I did it. No regrets. I was up against the Gebhardt machine, which there was a business owner. He had more than 100 employees, a defense contractor, and Joyce Busey, who was a part of the Lebanese mob in St. Louis, Dick Gebhardt's campaign manager, she called up this defense contractor and basically threatened him with cutting off his livelihood by cutting off the federal contracts if he donated to my campaign.
Dirty pool.
Oh, dirty pool. That's the way it was run. That's how it was done. Absolutely. Getting back to your friend, Gun Owners of America, they're the bulldog when it comes to legislative matters. Good Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, and I'm a life member of the NRA, but they're not going to get another penny from me because of what I've seen them do firsthand when it comes to legislative matters. They actually supported the Safe Streets Act of 1968. They didn't do a darn thing back in the 1930s when they made automatic weapons and sawed-off shotguns highly regulated and highly restricted. They paint a pretty picture for themselves being the ultimate pro-gun outfit, but if you know what they've been doing for decades, you know otherwise.
Yeah, they started off with the right premise, right?
Well, the NRA was begun by former Civil War Union officers who wanted to make sure we had trained riflemen for future wars. That was the purpose, the original purpose of the National Rifle Association, was to provide a training cadre to train American young men to become riflemen. That was the original purpose. Basically,
I had the privilege of meeting Larry Pratt at one of the expos. And
Larry is now he's turned over the reins to his son, but Larry is still active. I've interviewed him on this show several times. I need to get back with Larry, but he's still active in the arena. Great guy, knows his stuff, just sharp as a tack.
He is.
And, yeah, he is. And he he eats, sleeps, and breathes this stuff. I mean, it's really his passion. And you don't have to talk to him very long to understand that it is truly his passion. It's not, he's not making it up.
Yep, that's the way I felt when I met him and listened to him speak.
Absolutely.
All right, John, you covered it very well. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. I got active in the Second Amendment matters about 1988. There was some legislative matters pending that I found very disturbing at the time. That would have been 30 years ago this year. That expanded into other areas of political activity, but it's always been the Second Amendment, and Second Amendment matters has always been at the heart of my political activity, and always will be. The founding fathers made the Second Amendment number 2 as a standalone amendment. They didn't. They could have included the words of the Second Amendment into the first, but they didn't. They made it a standalone amendment. These men had just finished fighting the world's most powerful army and won, of all things, the British Army, which at the time was the world's most powerful army. Many of their buddies, their friends, companions that signed the Declaration of Independence were lost their fortunes, lost family members, lost their lives themselves. It was a very horrific thing, the Revolutionary War. It was horrific. It was war. All wars are horrible all the time. And they understood history. These majority's men were well read. They understood world history. They understood what worked and what did not work in civil matters, in forming governments. They knew that democracies were short-lived. Every democracy in history has been short-lived for the following reason. Once people figure out that they can vote themselves money out of the public treasury, well, the democracy usually doesn't last too long after that. You will not see the word democracy anywhere in the U.S. Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, in the Declaration of Independence. They did not want, and the way the Constitution is written is to prevent us from becoming a democracy. It was. That's one of the safeguards. There's a number of safeguards built in to the U.S. Constitution. Those safeguards were to prevent us from becoming a democracy. Recent election in the 2016 was a good example of that, where it's not the popular vote that elects these presidents. I hope it never becomes the popular vote. The popular vote, like if it was a popular vote, we would be a democracy. And that's what the socialists and communists want, is election by the popular vote. The U.S. senators are now elected by popular vote. That was not the way it was supposed to be by the original Constitution. The senators are supposed to represent the state government. By definition, that precludes the use of the popular vote. But the socialists and the communists, they changed the Constitution to have direct election of the U.S. senators. So who are they accountable to under those conditions? Well, they're accountable to the people that go donate the most money. That's who they're accountable to. The Electoral College. The purpose of the Electoral College is to prevent us from becoming a democracy. And the socialists, the progressives, as they call themselves, the communists, they hate the Electoral College. They do. They want it done away with so we can become a democracy. That's what they want. And we need to make sure that doesn't happen. The framers made it difficult to change the Constitution for a reason. It needs to be difficult. There's been some things, some changes made, such as the Volstead Act, prohibiting the manufacture, transportation, sale, possession of alcohol. That was certainly wrong-headed, very wrong for so many reasons. The Kennedys got incredibly wealthy, the Kennedy family, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, and so forth. They became incredibly wealthy smuggling liquor into the United States during Prohibition. They did. They became incredibly wealthy, and they still are celebrating those profits that were made during Prohibition. But the U.S. Constitution is unique on the world stage. It is not driven by technology. When I say freedom of the press, they mean all uses. Here's our break. Stay tuned.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Darren Moore here on Tuesday the 27th. Why am I so concerned about the U.S. becoming a democracy? Well, here's one reason. The Institute of Educational Sciences conducted a large-scale assessment of adult literacy using, this was 1992 and 2003, they found that 21 to 23%, that's about one out of five American adults, here's a direct quote, not able to locate information in text, could not make low-level inferences using printed materials, unable to integrate easily identifiable pieces of information. Almost any election, whether it's for the your local mayor or for a state rep or U.S. congressman or president, will be won by 5 or 6% of the vote. If you can influence 10% of the vote, you're probably going to win most elections. That will give you enough margin. Whoever influences 10% more than the other candidate will probably win most elections. The person who influences the most illiterate voters will win most elections. Let me say this again slowly. The candidate who influences the most illiterate voters will win most elections. Now, I find that to be pretty scary. I hope you do also. I hope you do. Now, because of different things I've done, the people I know, I spent a better part of a week, 4 or 5 days, at the home of a woman who was the campaign chair for 3 different presidential campaigns down in Florida. First thing she does when she gets hired is have the candidate sign a non-disclose agreement to keep her name private. She doesn't want to be a public person at all. Somebody else serves in that position of being the campaign chair publicly. Well, behind the scenes, she's doing what she does, which she does an excellent, excellent job, by the way. And I had the opportunity to meet with 2 of her top advisors when she does these campaigns for presidents, senators, congressmen, governors, and so forth. That's what she does. That's her passion. And they understand what I'm talking about. They understand completely what I'm talking about, as does everybody at that level. That the candidate who influences the most illiterate voters will win the campaign. They understand this. That's where we are. It's pretty scary. And the communists, the liberals, the progressives, as they want to keep renaming themselves, they know this very well themselves. We have a top of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.